And welcome to the Space Show, presented at this time every week by the Space Association of Australia. Hello, I'm Andrew Rennie. Now, have you ever wanted to travel to Saturn? Well, later in tonight's Space Show, we give you the final opportunity to go there. Well, not quite in person, but we'll tell you about it. So why don't you get a pencil and a paper and keep it handy? Well, the cast from Film Australia's people may be returning to Jupiter, but we're going to be offering you a chance to go to Saturn, where no one has been before. So we advise you to get a pen and paper ready. Well, if you haven't got it, quick, grab it and keep listening. When Christian Huygens discovered Saturn's moon Titan in 1655, he could never have imagined that 340 years later, a machine named after him would be built to travel there. But that's exactly what scientists and engineers at the European Space Agency are doing. Just over 1 year away from launching a 343-kilogram probe that will carry a package of scientific instruments through the atmosphere and to the surface of this mysterious moon. Now, we don't really know much more about Titan today than Christian Huygens did in the 17th century. True, we know that it is larger than the planet Mercury, and that it is enveloped in a frigid orange haze that hides its surface. In fact, Titan is the second largest moon in the solar system, second only to Ganymede, of which we were just talking. Even the two Voyager probes, which went past it in 1980 and 1981, failed to shed much light on Titan. Now, the Huygens probe will be launched in October next year, joined to an American probe called Cassini. They'll be placed into orbit about Saturn in the year 2004, June. In November of that year, Huygens will separate from Cassini and plunge into Titan's atmosphere. After being protected by a heat shield from the 20,000 kilometer per hour atmospheric impact, Huygens will begin a 2.5 hour long parachute descent. 6 sets of instruments will analyze the chemical composition of the atmosphere to observe the weather and to spy out the topography or the lay of the land on Titan. Tentative results from the Voyager flyby mission suggest that Titan's atmosphere is made of nitrogen and hydrocarbons. That means petrol, folks. As such, it may resemble the atmosphere of the primitive Earth before life began. Well, as we've been telling you over the last few weeks, they are going to attach to the Cassini craft, that's the one that's going to go into orbit around Saturn, the CD-ROM. And on this compact disc will be the digital data comprising the scanned signatures of up to 1 million people. The signatures are being scanned into computers by volunteer members of the Planetary Society, which is based in Pasadena, California. Now, that's the hometown of the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, which is managing the Cassini project. Once the signatures are scanned, a CD-ROM will be mastered and duplicated, and one of these will be mounted onto Cassini during its final assembly at the Kennedy Space Center. Then, on October the 6th next year, yours and 1 million other signatures will be blasted off on an exciting journey to Saturn. You will then be able to follow the 11-year Cassini mission with that little bit of, personal involvement, knowing that you're on board, well, in spirit, at least, if not in person. Now, to the pencil and paper. To get aboard Cassini, here's what you have to do. Firstly, find a plain piece of white card, preferably cut to a standard postcard size. Note, a plain card, not the usual commercial postcard with pictures on it. Secondly, sign the card using a black pen. We say a black pen because other colours don't tend to scan very clearly. Do not add anything else to the card, like no messages and things like that, thank you. Just your signature. Not even your address, just your signature. Place the card inside an envelope and address the envelope to, now here's that address again, the Space Show, Space Association of Australia, Space Association of Australia, and here's the key part, P.O. Box 351, PO Box 351, Mulgrave North, Victoria 3170. 3170 is the postcard. And please don't forget to put a 45 cent stamp on the envelope. Otherwise, Australia Post will charge you more. Now, we're sorry, but we can't afford to acknowledge receipt of your signature. All signatures received by the end of this month will be forwarded to the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in one parcel. And if we receive them after July the 31st, sorry, well, it'll be too late. So there we have it, your chance to go to the planet Saturn. And one last comment. I had someone tell me today that she was a bit worried about signing this card because she feared that it would be picked up by aliens and they would be able to abduct her, knowing her signature. I ask me, abducted by aliens because you signed a postcard, really? Anyway, well, if you want to believe that, you're perfectly welcome to. Well, we're on about 12 minutes to 8, 12 minutes to David Fletcher's Jazz Band Ball. You're listening to The Space Show with Andrew Rennie doing the announcing and Alan Walker on the panel. Southern FM 88.3.